there is no change as currently proposed. These are things that the UK government are considering they might actually do. So it is very important at the moment to stress that's where it is in the UK. Obviously, we try where we can to align tightly with the UK. We do have the ability to vary where we believe it's in the national interest to do so. But we will wait and engage, obviously, with the Home Office in the UK around the any changes that they might decide to bring forward. But as I say, at the moment, the whole situation's fluid.
What are the things that are being looked at, and what are the changes that we may or may not see?
So it's basically review across our entire immigration system. As I said in my statement, you know, as an island, we have been very welcoming to new arrivals in the island for centuries. We've built ourselves on immigration, and one of the key planks of the message is for those that wish to come to the island to work and contribute to our society, they will always be welcomed with open arms. But one of the things we've got to do is ensure that our visa routes are fit for purpose, and ensure that if you have people trying to abuse that system, that they are actually caught, and that visa routes are not open to that type of abuse. We have seen criminal gangs who've been across the world who've been actually very good at exploiting loopholes, and it's important we keep our immigration constantly under review to ensure that we don't fall foul of those situations.
How do you get the right balance on this?
It is a very difficult balance, and it's a very sensitive topic as well, immigration. So it is important that, you know, our language is very, very careful when we talk about it. The key message is controlled immigration. It's about ensuring as a nation that we have the, you know, we have the people that we need coming in, because we do have vacancies across a large number of sectors. Our entire economic model, if you go back over, like I say, not just a few decades, but also centuries, has actually been built with the help of people coming in, becoming part of our community, and actually, you know, becoming effectively integrated within our community and building up our economy, which benefits absolutely everyone on the island, those who already live here and those coming in. And it's important that we keep that economic model. But like I say, it's equally important that the phrase is controlled immigration, that we are getting the right people in to fill the right vacancies. And one of the other key things from my message is this government is absolutely committed to putting Manx workers first, to ensure that people coming in filling roles, it is only roles where we cannot actually find a Manx individual to fill that role first.